Good morning, Nashville. It's 7:06 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. In studio with us, all-star panelists, my former boss at PJTV, Academy Award-nominated screenwriter, senior editor at the Epic Times, Mr. Roger Simon. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Michael.
It's great to have you in this morning. And our special guest this morning is Mr. Gino Bolso. Gino is an attorney, a very, very successful attorney, who is now running for the Tennessee House of Representatives in the 61st District, which is, in essence, mostly Williamson County. Welcome, Gino, to the Tennessee Star Report.
Good morning, Michael.
Well, the big question for you, Gino, you're a very successful attorney. I hear that folks that around the country that are fear facing Gino Bolso in court. That's what I hear. Okay, so let's be honest. You're a very, very successful attorney.
Well, you're being very kind.
Yeah, but it's out there. Now, my big question: you're very successful, making a lot of money as an attorney. Why on earth would you want to change your life around dramatically to run for the Tennessee House of Representatives in the GOP nomination in the August 4th primary?
Because, Michael, our country needs help, and I think all of us who love our country deeply and who have benefited from living here, working here, and raising a family are concerned about the overreach of our federal government that has just been increasing decade by decade since the 1960s. To me, the remedy for the overreaching of the federal government lies not in sending good people to Washington, D.C., but rather in getting them in state legislatures across the country so that we can use the 10th Amendment to rein in the out-of-control spending and federal deficit that is just simply growing exponentially, as we're seeing day by day here in the Biden administration.
You just said the magic words for me, 10th Amendment. So it sounds like you're a strong supporter of our national system of government, in which the national federal government has certain defined powers, but the state governments and individuals also have certain defined powers.
You're 100% correct. And as most of your listeners know, the 10th Amendment is the one that simply provides that any powers not delegated to the United States by this Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. That amendment was obviously critical to the passage of the Constitution. James Madison, in Federalist Number 45, when writing about the Constitution, wrote, among other things, that the powers of the federal government that in the Constitution he just wrote are few and defined, and those of the state governments are numerous and indefinite. Now look at our country, Michael. Does that resemble anything like what we're seeing today, where we've got a federal government that takes in $4 trillion a year in tax revenue, but spends $6.2 trillion in tax revenue, that's driven up a debt of over $30 trillion, which is now 131% of our gross domestic product, and which is now costing us $900 million a day in interest in an environment where the interest rates are on the rise, and therefore the percentage of the federal budget that's going to be necessary to pay interest is only going to increase over the next 5 to 10 years. We are at a critical point where states need to assert their rights under the Constitution, because remember, the states created the federal government, and it did not give all of its powers to the federal government. It's time for the states, using the 10th Amendment, to bring a case before the U.S. Supreme Court under its original jurisdiction, Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution, where we now have 5 constitutional conservatives. You know, we had Justice Thomas and Sam Alito there before President Trump put on Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. But we've got the 5 rock-solid conservatives now who understand the principles under which this nation was founded, and I think they'll actually follow their constitutional duty to rein in the federal government and bring it back within the scope of its properly delegated powers under the Constitution.
I can see why you're such a successful attorney making the case. It sounds like you would agree with Georgetown University President Professor Randy Barnett, who's written about this and said, at the founding, our country had islands of power in a sea of liberty, and now has islands of liberty in a sea of power.
I couldn't have put that any better. No, I agree with him 100%. That's exactly the circumstance in which we're finding ourselves.
You're singing a tune that I like.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. It'll make for a much more smooth interview,
actually. We're talking with Gino Bolso here, and Roger Simon, All-Star panelist, is also in studio. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. We'll be back after this. Seven eighteen a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. In studio, Gino Bolso, great attorney who's running for the Republican nomination in the 61st district of the Tennessee House of Representatives. Where does the district cover, Gino?
Michael, it covers most of the city of Brentwood, and then it goes east to Horseshoe Bend, right along Old Hickory, and takes in that part of Franklin, and it goes down to Snead Road, then all the way out to Temple Hills and Highway 100, then all the way down to Highway 96 in Franklin.
Ah,
so it covers that entire
geographic area.
It's a nice district. It's beautiful.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? How'd you become an attorney? How long have you been an attorney?
Well, my wife and I got married in 1986, and shortly thereafter, we moved to Nashville.
Oh, but you moved to Nashville in 1986.
Yes.
You moved here before I did. So I moved here in 91. Roger Simon moved here about 4 years ago. So where are you from originally?
Originally Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida.
I was born in Tampa on December 25, 1961.
Where did you go to law school?
Emory Law School in Atlanta.
A great law school.
Oh, enjoyed my time there immensely. It's a very good place.
So you moved here in 86.
Yes.
And you've been here ever since.
We have. All five of our children have been raised here. They're all now adults and grown, and they've given us six grandchildren under the age of four and one coming in December. So we've been very blessed. And during that whole time, I've been, as you've pointed out, a trial lawyer here in Nashville and tried, you know, probably more than 125 cases by now, both in state and federal courts in Tennessee and across the country. Our clients have been of the nature that they've required us to work for them, not just in Tennessee, but all over the country, and it's just been wonderful.
Now, you said in terms of your agenda, the very first thing you'll do, you're going to introduce a bill on the 10th Amendment. Tell us a little bit about what that bill will be, how likely it'll be passed, and then how it will move through the court system.
Sure. Well, the bill will be based on the fact, Michael, that in Tennessee, we've got effectively a $52 billion a year budget. But $20 billion of that, or almost 40%, actually comes from the federal government. And so we've got this unusual circumstance where the federal government is taking tax dollars away from citizens in Williamson County and other counties in Tennessee. It goes up to Washington. It's wasted in a federal bureaucracy. And then some of it is dripped and drab back to Tennessee with all kinds of strings attached, particularly in the education and healthcare fields. That gives the state standing to complain about the way the federal government is exceeding its powers under the Constitution. And so the bill that I'm proposing would authorize Tennessee to retain our firm on a pro bono basis or another qualified firm to bring a case in the U.S. Supreme Court that would effectively ask the Supreme Court to rule that there is no power under the Constitution that allows the federal government effectively to bankrupt the country and to run these $1 trillion-a-year deficits incessantly, which effectively is taxation on future generations of Americans who are not yet even born. So that is effectively the bill that would be introduced.
Do you believe that the Tennessee General Assembly would be willing to pass such a bill?
I do.
Yeah. Would the governor sign it?
I believe he would, absolutely.
Okay. And so then this lawsuit makes its way up to the Supreme Court. What are the odds you think that it would be successful?
I think the odds are very good. You know, this is something that I've discussed with a number of practitioners before the U.S. Supreme Court at firms in D.C. that have former clerks from the Chief Justice of the United States as well as other current justices. So in the research that I've done to look at it, I think, yes, there is a majority now on that Supreme Court of justices who I think would be receptive to this argument and who would see the need to bring the federal government back within the scope of its power.
Gino, I'd like to bring our all-star panelist, good friend Roger Simon, into the discussion right now. Roger, you have a question for Gino Bolso, candidate for the Tennessee House of Representatives in the 61st District, which covers Brentwood and parts of Williamson County. Roger.
Yeah, another issue that I know people are very concerned with here, particularly Republicans, is electoral reform. And as an informed guy, obviously, I've been listening to you, you're very informed. You know that the French just had elections in their presidential and the assembly, and they did it all with good old-fashioned paper ballots. And we got the results very quickly. What's your opinion of paper ballots and versus machines?
My opinion, Roger, is that we absolutely need paper ballots. I like the system that we have in Williamson County, where we have an electronic system of voting, but there's always a paper backup so that if there's any question about the integrity of the results, there is an audit trail, a paper trail that can be used to verify the electronic calculations.
Some people are worried about the machine calculations in general. I mean, that there have been some kind of, I know in Georgia there's a continuing argument about whether the machines have been accurate, and also how much money is made from the machines.
That's also an interesting question. But I think the key to election integrity is to make sure that when there is a question about the credibility of the results, that there be a true audit trail of paper that would allow us to verify what the electronic machines are otherwise telling us.
Gino Bolso, I have a question for you. Now, you've been out on the campaign. When did you announce your campaign?
March 7th.
March 7th. Okay. And so when you're out talking to people about this race, and what you want to accomplish, what sort of feedback are you getting from the average resident of Williamson County who's in the 61st House District?
It's a great question, Michael, because I do door-to-door canvassing virtually every day.
Hold it. You go door-to-door every day?
I do.
Do you wear your suit?
I do not.
He is, ladies and gentlemen.
Wise man.
Mr. Bolso is, I will describe him as sartorially splendid this morning. It looks like he's ready to make the case before the judge. Whereas yours truly looks like I just got out of bed. But he looks sharp. When you go door, what do you wear when you go door to door?
I wear effectively my tennis clothes. I've got tennis shorts on with a shirt that I would wear to play tennis with tennis shoes because especially lately the last 2 weeks, it's been in the upper 90s. And
wow.
So you need to stay cool and well hydrated to be able to move from door to door. And
So describe this. You're going door to door.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're a listener right now and you get a knock on the door and it's Gino, here's what that's going to be like. How many doors have you knocked on, by the way?
Personally, 1,500.
1,500. That's a lot of doors.
It is.
What's that interaction like?
It's a heartwarming, really, Michael, because when someone answers the door these days, they know who's there because we have a lot of Ring doorbells in Williamson County.
So the first thing, they check and see, who is this guy?
Yes.
They look at you on the video and say, okay, he looks safe. Right? They open the door.
I think that's exactly right. And then we get to hear their concerns.
Yeah.
And I'd say the two that I hear the most at the doors are, one, inflation and the state of the economy and the concern about how that's going to be turned around. And then second is education. There's a real concern in Williamson County, obviously, and across the state to make sure that our educational system is as a progressive and dynamic in the sense that we teach traditional values in the schools the way that we're taught when you and I were in school and growing up. There's a very deeply held concern that things are getting a little bit outside of the box when it comes to the educational curriculum that's being used to teach the kids. That's something that I get a lot of.
Do you get anybody that says, get off my lawn?
Not quite yet. No.
Well, you look very professional, very put together. You're talking about education. What would you do as a member of the Tennessee House of Representatives to fix the problem of K-12 public education in the state?
Well, I think building on some of the initiatives that are already in play would be a good thing. We just had the U.S. Supreme Court tell us in the Carson case this week
in Maine.
In Maine, absolutely, yes.
Describe the case to our listeners.
Sure. The Carson case was a case where Maine had a statute that allowed tuition to be paid to private institutions so long as they were not religious. And the Supreme Court, in a 6-3 decision written by Chief Justice Roberts, ruled that that violated the free exercise clause of the First Amendment, that in fact, Maine was required, if it's allowing tuition to go to private schools, to have that tuition also go to religious institutions.
Big victory for school choice. Now, but that was peculiar to the laws of Maine, right? Because Maine, and I think it only applies to Maine, but you would be favorable to more school choice here in Tennessee.
Absolutely, more parental choice, which is the essence of that decision because it allows parents to decide where their kids go.
Gino Bolso, great attorney, candidate for the GOP nomination in the 61st House District of the U.S. of the Tennessee House of Representatives. Thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome, Michael. Pleasure to be here.
All right. When we get back, Roger Simon will talk about the big, epic Times debate in the TN5 race. Back after this.